This is David Williams, working with the Whitley Oral History Group. It's the 23rd of February 2015, and I'm talking again to Mr. Don Bowen about his memories of Great Whitley. Don, I remember you once telling me something about the Cyclists Touring Club.
Yes, well, that was at that was the Hillary's, as you call it, the Hillary's tea room. They didn't call it cafe in them, it was called the Hillary's Tea Room. And it was for the cyclists. There was a big round, like 2 foot diameter on the wall, on the outside of the wall. That was red with gold writing, gold, and there was people on cycles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly they had it cut in them days, like more bikes in the car. And at the back of there, there's all the lawn was, they turn into a, not golf, but like a golf ball. But they used to play on there, like. And when I was about 12, I suppose, 11 or 12, Mrs. Bryan, who was just to keep it, she asked me if I'd cut the lawn from time to time, you know, and I had she had an old ransom mower with two wheels, like, and just a wooden handle up. It wasn't a box on it, like, you know, it was just a matter to keep it down for these folks to play this. I can't you figure in that.
A putting green, would it have been?
Hmm?
A putting green.
Putting green, right. You got it. Yeah. Sorry, you got it, putting green.
And the Hillary's, is that where Mr. Ollenberger lived at later times?
That's right, that's still the Hillary's now. Well, I presume they still call it Hillary's, like. And then opposite Hillary's, there aren't many folks in Whitley know this, mind. Opposite Hillary's, in the Abbey Hall Wood, there was a big gate, right opposite. And there was a sand, it's sand in there, there's a sand, that they used to get the sand out of there. For Abbey Hall,
right.
To take it up to Abbey Hall. And old Ted Childs, I know he used to come down in an old dolly horse, and we used to go in sometimes, and if he was down there with me and watch him, you know, get the sand, because it's just in a, well, it's a sand. You wouldn't think so, because of that big quarry farther on.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's a proper sand, beautiful sand there. Anyway, that was that, and then there was Beeston's sawmill. Reg Beeston started it up in 1946, and on the lorry.
Could you just tell us where that was, Don?
That's up, just up Walsgrove Lane. As you turn at Walsgrove Lane, it was from the road up to the cottage on the left-hand side. And he started this timber yard. They had a huge crane, which was a hell of a thing. A wooden, whatever, you know, for lifting. They had these two big handles, so I could see these chaps, and they two big handles, so there's two chaps on this side, two chaps on that side, and when they come in with the timber carriage, see, they put it up in the lane, actually, because they couldn't go on up. And there's a wind, and lift the trees off the lorry, because it was all done by hand, like, you had to have four blokes to do it.
Yeah.
And then they'd bring them round, they had one time, they had a little stack, quite a big stack of timber, you know, up there, like. And then they got the shed up there, and then the saw was in there. I remember this big saw, which was quite a size.
A circular saw.
No, a circular saw. And then it was on a rack, you know, with all these blokes there. We had a lot of blokes there. There was Charlie Smith, there was his brother, Les Clark, Norman Wall, Bill Kempe was the foreman there. Jack Field, who used to live in the Servo Road, he was there. But on the lorries there was R.L. Beeston, 1946 Limited, on the side of the lorry, right? Well, the timber carriages. And they used to cut a lot of wood for pits,
mm-hmm.
such as blocks, about that long, you know, and about that square. And of course they used to cut boards as well, I suppose, to go in the pit. That's what they done a lot of it. But they cut timber for other folks as well. They had quite a good old Nunky Smith, he was in the office. They had office down the side of a green hut, green building like. But it was quite a bit of them. And in later years, they turned round and they put a bandsaw in, you know. And to cut, instead of having that one like they had it. And that, they used that for several years.
A lot of those timber blokes used to use ex-army lorries. Mm. A lot of the timber chaps used to use big ex-army lorries.
They had a guy quad with the spikes at the back, you know, for tipping back. They had one lorry was a Studebaker. The other was Matador.
Oh, AEC Matador.
But as you said, they had the XWD stuff, a lot of it. But it was quite a big concern, they were, I can tell you.
At that time, was there still big timber on Whitley Court estate?
No, not then. That was after. No, they all finished down there, like, by then. But they used to get the timber from somewhere, but. And then, see, it was all on licence. I mean, you couldn't just go and buy timber willy-nilly. You had to have a licence to buy the timber.
Right.
And you had to have a licence to cut it down, too. And, of course, Reg Beeston, he was the boss, see. Then his other brother was the next in command, and then Bill Kemp was the... He was the foreman over the chaps who worked there, like.
Just going further along the lane now to Walls Grove, there used to be two op kilns at Walls Grove in the buildings.
Mm.
Whereabouts were the op yards, Don? Can you remember?
Down in the bottom side of the lane, on the left-hand side. That's where the op yards was. But when going from the timber yard, from Beeston's, the Walls Grove cottages, those two cottages, used to be two cottages. Well, Earl Rutter's daughter, Sue, she turned it into one place. It belonged to Rutter, see? Turned it into one, and then she started a school for deaf, you know, children were born deaf and actually couldn't talk.
Oh, right.
So she had these kids there, like, only about 8 or 9 there.
And that's those two houses where you can turn right up that dead end lane to go to Eastope?
Oh, no, this is right by the timber
tower. Oh, I know, on the top of the bank.
You know, if you walk the lane?
Yes.
On the left hand side?
Yes.
Then she had that, like, well. They had a chap, Bill, he was a German, Bill Eulekamp. He was a hell of a nice chap, although he was a prisoner. But he was a damn nice chap. And we used to play football, he was pretty clear, too clever for us. Anyway, eventually he married Sue, and they done pretty well there. But then they got... One of the girls that was there was Chester Wilmot. He was a war correspondent. He was a good chap too, and he finished. His daughter, say, was She was born deaf, so she was one of the to the school. Well, when he went in the war over and that, he was coming home from, Malta, and he was coming home anyway from to this country, but, and of course I said, just at that time, they built the Comets, the Comets aircraft, and four engine Comets.